We'll go to item 17, discussion request for public hearing to establish the 2010 Fall Recreation Flight Task Management.
This is another recurring event for all of us with striped bass, because there is a recreational quota in the bay. And from your evaluation, you can see that in general, since 1997, when the quota was first established, through 2009, there's been a fairly close correspondence between the quota and the harvest. There's about a 2% difference. However, in the last few years, the harvest has been about 30% below what the quota is, and that followed quite a few years from 2001 to 2006, where sometimes the overages were very significant. So consequently, on page 2, there's a listing of the management measures and the changes, and that's 5 of 6 years, starting in 2004, where there was different management. Some of the changes were subtle, such as having part of December only one fish, and then coming back the next year and having a little less time in December for just one fish. But nonetheless, throughout the time from 2005 to 2009, there's been a no-take slot limit in place, meaning that anglers cannot take a striped bass between 28 and 34 inches. Staff, in recognition of 2 years of the underage, realizes that there needs to be a better opportunity, and what we're proposing is to remove the no-take slot and fall back to the what we call the modified slot limit back from 2004, where instead of a no-take slot for the fall fishery starting October 4, there would be a two-fish limit, 18-inch minimum size, but only one fish could be over 28 inches. We were reluctant to just say, let's go back to just two fish, because we do know that the fishery has changed quite a bit. Even if there's been a 30% underage, there still is a capability of taking two big fish. And there is a possibility that we could end up with high landings, despite the fact that the economy isn't quite where it was in those years, but it has improved a little bit each year the last couple of years. And that seemed a little bit reckless to us, so we're proposing the modified slot. And what we did is we contacted the ad hoc committee, which has been providing advice for probably about ever since 2004, I think, and asked them, first of all, do you want to have a meeting? And secondly, here's our proposal, what do you think? And 6 of 9 members responded, we haven't heard back from the other 3, that a meeting wasn't necessary. They did support the modified slot. Two fish, 18 inches minimum, but only one over 28 inches. So that is what staff is requesting to advertise for public hearing next month. And it would be very difficult for me to tell you that staff had the ability to figure out exactly what type of savings that would be when you look at the table on page 2 and see how many changes to the regulation there are. The only thing you could do that I can think of is go back to 2003, before we started these slots, and look at the frequency, the number, and the weight of the fish that were taken as a second fish, and use that as some sort of estimate. But so much has changed since 2003 when the striped bass stopped. So that's our recommendation for next month.
Okay, the Management Board Commission.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff's recommendation to request a public hearing for the next meeting.
Motion, Mr. Schick, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous.